This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow. I wonder if Scott Hennon brought his MyPillow traveling pillow with him. And then,
well, he better not have brought MyPillow with, because then he'd have been in my house and I didn't know it.
Do you have a MyPillow pillow?
We do have MyPillow pillows.
Okay, and they work, right?
And you know what? I don't know. I don't sleep very well anyways. I got too many things running through my mind, but I do say I'm more comfortable on that pillow than any other pillow I've ever had.
Here's how I knew it was all for real. They have the My Pet pillow. Got one of those. Put it in the house. I got two dogs, three cats. Somebody's always on it. They're not willing to share. But somebody is always on it. They all love it.
They need to go to
I keep the water
puppy and kitty share school to learn how to share better.
I just probably need to get four more of My Pet pillows and they each have one.
Yeah.
So... And you know you can trust a dog. If a dog likes somebody, you
be
can
the good,
trust it.
Be the good owner and buy each of them their own bed. Come on now.
I'll have nowhere to walk.
Notice I said owner and I didn't say daddy dog. You know, dog daddy.
But they're my fur babies.
No, they're not. They're your pets that you own.
Later on in the show, by the way, do not let me forget to bring up cow cuddling with you.
I was going to mention that earlier,
but I saw it too. Anyway, MyPillow, get the special with Scott's promo code, Scott, 1-800-506-9028-0, by the way, not O. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get two premium pillows for one low price plus shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. 8 after the hour, Todd Mitchell and Darrell Leeson for Scott Hennon on What's in Your Mind.
Well, it's good to be here, like I've said several times. Scott's off in, I think, in New York or somewhere like that. But we don't know for sure. He's between here and the East Coast.
It's just flyover country from when we go to Europe and stuff.
Yeah, that's... The reverse flyover country. I love it. I love it. Hey, speaking of flyover country, you know, North Dakota used to be flyover country, but we're pretty important. And we've gained more importance and more recognition for that. And right now we have a guest that's going to join us here. Consul General Paul Connors from the Canadian Consulate is going to join us here and talk about what's coming up on their schedule with the Minister of Infrastructure and Communities. Visiting North Dakota next week, and our involvement from NDFB, we're honored and privileged to be able to host the minister. Paul, are you with us?
And you promised your listeners that cow cuddling was upcoming, and you're giving them me.
Well, it's called a tease, and we want them to hold on for the whole show and not just churn and burn them in the first couple of minutes. So
it's the old bait and switch, Paul. Yeah.
And you know, my real question with that is, you know, Daryl's known for his racing pigs, and is he considering pig cuddling as his little side business?
See, I think that's better than talking to me.
They're charging $300 for 90 minutes of cuddling up with a cow. I say there's money to be made. What are we waiting for?
Land of opportunity. Land of opportunity.
Well, get the North Dakota tourism people to get this going here. Let's, you know, get all the farmers and ranchers together and get some, you know, Easterners in for some cow cuddling. They clearly need it.
I see the next North Dakota tourism commercial on the TV with Josh Duhamel cuddling a cow.
And that's why Fergie left him. Oh.
Yeah, we won't go there. We won't go there. Well, Paul, since we don't have the professional cow cuddlers on today, we've got you right now. But in all seriousness, thanks for taking the time and prioritizing to come on and let us know what's coming up here with the minister visiting from Canada this next week and wanting to visit with the good, hard-working farmers and ranches in North Dakota, and also going to be visiting with some of the political folks in North Dakota. Can you fill us in a little bit on that? Tell our listeners why you're doing it, what the name of the minister is, because I'm going to let you pronounce it first so I get it right when I do it.
Okay. So Minister Sohi is going to be in Bismarck on Monday, and we've organized a visit for him throughout the day Monday in Bismarck. We're going to have a chance to sit down and chat with the governor. We're going to have a roundtable that the Farm Bureau is organizing on agriculture and NAFTA, have an exchange of views how those files are going between the countries. Where your two chambers of commerce have come together, the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber and the Greater North Dakota Chamber. And the minister's going to have a chance to have a chat over lunch with about 40 people there about the great economic relationship between Canada and North Dakota, and review the NAFTA file with it. And we'll have Minister Sohi do some media while he's in town, and we'll meet with the newspaper, the Tribune, and Prairie Public Radio is going to have him on, so that'll be great. And he's our Minister of Infrastructure. He's not really doing infrastructure on this visit, which gets to your question about why. One of the things that Canada has tried to do since we launched the NAFTA renegotiations over the year is to have an ongoing dialogue with our American friends. I'm the Consul General in Minneapolis. We cover five states, including North Dakota. So me and my team try to get out as much as we can and chat with the state administrations and the farm bureaus and the business communities and the media and interested citizens on what's going on. But we're also trying to get one of our federal cabinet ministers into every state in the United States. It takes a long time, of course, with their schedules and that. And we're delighted that we found a window for one of our federal ministers to visit the great state of North Dakota. So that's what we'll be doing. He's not really doing his day job as infrastructure minister. He's representing the government on the economic files and the NAFTA renegotiation.
Well, and that's a that's a great opportunity, by the way, to sit down and visit, especially at these times where there's the NAFTA renegotiation going on. And Paul, do you dispute that things can be improved? I mean, is there room for improvement in the NAFTA deal? Will you admit that, or does Canada admit that there can be improvements made in the NAFTA deals?
Absolutely. When the three countries launched the renegotiation last year, we all admitted that NAFTA went into effect back in 1994. We've tweaked it half a dozen times since then, but we've never done a robust update on it. To give you a couple of examples, when we did NAFTA, there was no such thing as the Internet. Al Gore hadn't invented it yet. So there's nothing in NAFTA about how we discipline digital commerce between the three countries. So one of the things the three countries are trying to do is have a new chapter on digital trade, bureaucrat talk for e-commerce, online shopping, and all of that. If you look at the automotive chapter of the existing NAFTA, it has a bunch of language in there on rules on how you measure content requirement when you're putting cassette tape players into an automobile. We haven't built an automobile in North America with a cassette deck tape player in it for over a decade. So we all three countries recognize that we need to chapter by chapter go through the treaty, update the language, and indeed add a couple new chapters to recognize how trade has grown and changed since 1994. So absolutely agree with the premise that we need to get NAFTA new and improved.
Well, that's good, because I think there's a lot of, you know, misunderstanding and misstatements being made out there. Obviously, there's, you know, territorial protections that countries do, and I question whether protectionary type governments are, you know, healthy or not. Especially, let me say this, Paul. It's one of those things that we have North America. We got the United States in there. We got our Canadian friends, you guys to the north. We got Mexico, our friends to the south. Why can't we promote North American? Why can't we do things freer and fairer and allow more trade to happen and more fair trade to happen? Because we all should have the same goals to make North America a better place and the powerhouse of the world.
That was well said. If I can unpack a couple points you made there, which I fully agree with. One of the interesting facts since we did NAFTA back in 1994 is if you looked at the GDP of each of the three countries since then, it's a little more than doubled, which is pretty good. But our trade with each other has tripled since that time, and our trade in the agricultural sector has quadrupled since that time. And if you said, well, why is that? And we were pretty good traders before we moved to free trade between the countries. But the reason you saw that growth is what we did under the NAFTA was we got rid of manufacturing tariffs between the countries that averaged about 5 to 7%. So removing them created some growth in the trade. But our ag sectors used to be quite protected, and we got rid of average commodity tariffs in the ag sectors of 20% or higher. And that's why ag trade has quadrupled between the countries. It's just fantastic what we've accomplished in NAFTA overall. Now, the second point I would unpack is there are still a few areas of concerns and a couple issues. Each country has a few issues that are tough ones for each country, and we need to keep working on them.
Paul, can you hang with us over the break for a couple minutes and take a couple minutes on the other side of the break?
That sounds good, as long as I'm joining the cow cuddling segment.
Absolutely. You'll be right included in
that.
Well,
actually, you'll be doing the phone cuddling.
Yeah. We got a hard break here. This is What's On Your Mind. We'll be back shortly.
And tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
You know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Auction Company, Kevin Piper, and Piper's the fine folks at, to use a bad radio term. Because what else are we going to say about them, right?
If they're paying you to advertise, you're not going to say anything other, are you?
Fine folks. Piper's Auction Company, upcoming land auctions include crop pasture and hunting land auctions in Morton, Duncass Trail, McHenry counties in North Dakota, farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, as well as Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. There's a complete list because apparently I can't get through it here. Complete list at Pifers.com or give Pifers a call. Pifers Auction Company, 1-877-740-99. 877-700-4099 or Pifers.com. Daryl Ace is in for Scott Hennon here on What's in Your Mind.
Well, it's great to be in here sitting in for Scott while he's out learning maybe some enhanced tricks of the trade, so to speak, of radio talk shows and talk show hosts getting together somewhere.
Maybe learning from him.
And that's what I said earlier. They're probably coming to him, you know, and seeking out advice. Hey, we're going to follow up here and finish up with just a couple minutes here with the Consul General Paul Connors out of the Minneapolis office for the Canadian Consulate, and he's been talking about the Minister Sowey coming in next week to visit folks in North Dakota. And Paul, you're in the middle, or you were kind of at the end of finishing up there, where there are some, you know, things that are look to be maybe need to be updated, or each country thinks they need to have in place. Just to add on to that, so I know one of the areas that the minister is going to hear about is dairy, obviously, on Monday. And, you know, and also in the ag sector is the poultry. You know, there's some major differences in those two segments that would like to be worked on by farmers and ranchers in the United States. Do you have anything to comment on that?
Yeah, I would. What you're referring to, Daryl, is that we have a supply management system in Canada that we've always defended on a couple of items. We continue to defend those in the negotiations, and there's, you know, there's some sectors of the U.S. agricultural sector that were not fully opened up to free trade as well. A lot of your listeners will be familiar perhaps with the sugar controls that the United States made. So we generally did free trade under the NAFTA agreement back in 1994. There's a few areas that aren't completely opened up. We think supply management on dairy and chicken makes sense to Canada. I can tell you that our Prime Minister has said that we will be flexible in the negotiations, in the renegotiations. I can assure you that our American and our Mexican friends are pushing us hard to provide additional access in those areas. So I think the U.S. is doing its job and Mexico is doing its job. And then some of the areas in Mexico and the United States that aren't fully opened up, we're pushing on the door as well. And it's what you expect normally in a negotiation. So I can tell you that those issues, those concerns to American farmers about the Canadian market have been taken up by the U.S. negotiators, and we'll see where that comes out at the end of the day.
Well, that sounds good, Paul. We're looking forward, and we, like I said, we are honored and privileged to have been asked to host the meeting with the farmers and ranchers around the table. We don't take these things lightly. It's important to have these discussions and these relationships, and we hope we have done you guys the honor of being able to put together a quality meeting come Monday. And, you know, one other thing I'm going to mention, so I, as Todd mentioned, pigs is part of my living and has been a part of my living for all my life. And the one thing that I find, you know, there's a packing plant, you know, a slaughterhouse, not just too far over the border from North Dakota border that, you know, is short a serious amount of pigs per year to go through that plant. But yet we have an almost impossible time getting any pigs shipped up there. We can't ship them up there because of some of the health restrictions. Is there something that could be worked on there to make that availability so that we could maybe move and help supply that packing plant and help them run at full capacity and still help our producers down here?
So, Daryl, I don't have the specifics on the phytosanitary differences between the country in the pork sector. I can tell you that the three countries have struck a body called the Regulatory Cooperation Commission, where industry in any of the countries can bring regulatory differences to try to streamline as much as possible regulations between the three countries. And I know that we call it the RCC, and I know that the RCC has a committee that specifically works on ag issues. So I'm not aware of the particulars in the pork sector. But I, after this call, I'd be pleased to help. And when I see you on Monday, to follow up to make sure that those concerns, if they're not already before the RCC and being considered, that they get there and that they are considered.
Well, that'd be great. Paul, we appreciate your time. We don't want to take any more time up. We know you set this aside for us to give a little pre-promo. We're glad to be able to give that promo to the visit of Minister Sohi coming up next week, and look forward to seeing you guys on Monday.
We love it, too. We're North Dakota's largest export market. We're your largest ag market. You are an important market to us, and we want to deepen with you what already is the greatest relationship in the world that any two countries enjoy. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks, Paul, and have a great day and weekend, and look forward to Monday.
Thanks, Daryl. Bye-bye.
All right. It's
and now on to Calcutta.
Like on to Calcutta. It's a pretty big deal, you know, when we can get a consul general from Canada to take some time to come on air and give the promotion of the very important time that the minister is going to be giving to our producers on Monday, and our chamber and our governor having very, very important discussions there. There's other questions we could have gotten into, but out of the respect of his time and that we didn't get to him. But, if you have questions, let me know, because we get the minister for an hour on Monday from the farm and ranch folks. So we're gonna have very good discussions. We've had Mary waiting on the line forever. Let's go to Mary right now and get her question or statement here. She also wants to talk about the McKenzie County elections. Mary.
This morning.
I am doing well. How are you? What's on your mind today, Mary? It says the election, so I'm curious to hear what side of this you're on.
Well, I am a pro Gary supporter, and I feel like he got thrown into a pot of hot water of not of his own doing. A lot of that had to do with the county commission. And my biggest fear with Matt Johansson is that he is a yes man to the county commission. I do know that when he was covering for Gary, there was a lot of issues at the sheriff's department that were not known about. I know that they had what was called F Off Friday, where there was, sometimes the people came to work, sometimes they didn't, because Johansson was unable to keep the discipline in the office that was needed to keep the community safe. And there was we were compromised when Johansson was in office. So I am very much a Gary Schwarzenberger supporter, because I know that he expects certain things from his deputies, and if they don't live up to it, then they have a short life in that office. So, yes, go Gary Schwarzenberger.
Well, thanks, Mary. There's, like I said, after the last caller, there's a lot of things up there being considered right now. An important election coming up. Important elections all across the state coming up. So get out and vote next Tuesday, folks. It's your privilege to do so, to pick your leadership, pick your direction. This is What's on Your Mind. We'll be back after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thorlson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thorlson. You'll enjoy it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump heads to the G7 summit in Canada, his top White House economic advisor says,
"The world trading system is a mess. It is broken down."
Larry Kudlow downplaying fears of a global trade war because of the president's policies.
"My great hope is that our friends at the G7 will take notice of these policies and work with us to extend and expand them so we can have a prosperous U.S. and world economy.
The president expected to get an earful from Mexico and Canada at the G7 summit about those tariffs he slapped on imported steel and aluminum, that as those tariffs could hurt Republicans in upcoming midterm elections. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll out today says 31% of registered voters are very uncomfortable with backing candidates who support those tariffs. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Back in 1908, we never really did that with this century, did we? The aughts.
We never did the aughts.
That was kind of the 1908 H.A. Thompson and Sons started providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contracting services. And now we're not talking just Bismarck, across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, residential services, commercial services. They're your link service contractor. They provide effective environmental maintenance agreements for your building and business owners throughout the region. Currently maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Winter, Newtown, and Minot as well allow them, H.A. Thompson & Sons, to provide services throughout the region. Free estimates, financing available. Call them. 223-3393-701, 223-3393, or online at hatandsons.com, H-A-Thompson Sons. 27 before the hour, Todd Mitchell, Daryl Leeson for Scott Hennon. What's in your mind today?
Well, it's good to be here. We've had a great show so far. Obviously, there's some important elections going on out across the state. We heard a few phone calls about that. Had the Council General on, Paul Connors, talking about Minister Sowey's visit to North Dakota next Monday. And on with us now is Dr. Edward Fogarty. And he's going to be on here talking to us about the medical care of our athletes, soldiers, and ultimately our babies. Dr. Fogarty is chair of the Department of Radiology, UND School of Medicine and Health Sciences. And we're glad to have him have Dr. Fogarty with us here today. Also, I believe, is Dr. Daphne Denham also going to be on with you, Dr. Fogarty? Are you with us?
Yes, that's correct.
It's great to have you on
here.
Perfect. I know you guys had planned to be in studio, but with some travel restrictions, we're now on the phone, so we're glad we were able to make that work for you, and glad to have a discussion here today of, you know, the adaptations and the updates and the increase in, you know, knowledge of care and that's going on, and share with us the kind of the new things happening or the new visions or the direction that you see things going for the care of folks here in North Dakota.
Yeah, thanks. Dr. Denham is one of our board members with the International Hyperbaric Medical Foundation, and it's just an incredible story to tell that's been evolving since about Christmas of 2017 here. When Marilyn and Rusty Owart and their son Jaden started, they were playing hockey with Gary Therrelson's son Grant, and some family communications got together about this work that I've been doing up here in North Dakota from afar with my research partner, Dr. Paul Harch at LSU in New Orleans. And long story short, Gary and Marilyn and a number of Fargo people have gotten together to help bring Daphne Denham into Fargo, into the south side of town here next to Crown Jewels, to start a clinic for both wound care and hyperbaric therapy of acute concussion in particular, which we are we're just seeing some incredible stuff. And she actually has the world's largest case series of treatment of pediatric and adolescent and even adult acute concussion with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I'll just turn it over to her a little bit if you guys want to ask her some questions further.
Well, that'd be great. Dr. Denham, would you introduce yourself and give us a little background?
Be happy to. I am a board-certified general surgeon, but have been fortunate enough to have six children. So about 10 years ago, I gave up general surgery and got interested in wound care and hyperbaric medicine. And it is because of my children and their sports activities that I kept seeing all of these students benched for volleyball or for hockey or football, et cetera, and kind of took a general surgeon approach of why do we have to let these kids get so bad? At the same time, I was doing hyperbaric medicine for wound care, and we treated a patient with frostbite and have treated several patients with operative wounds and flaps that were tissue dying in front of us that we were able to get back and get back to full health with the hyperbaric treatment. So sitting there watching this tissue, I started wondering if we could do this for a foot, why can't we do this for the brain? And as luck would have it, if you would, my fourth daughter was our second acute concussion patient. She was in my office 12 hours after she stood up and hit a beam at the junior high. And we tweaked a protocol that Dr. Harsh started and is very well accepted for chronic injuries, but we made some adjustments for the acute injury. And I will never forget her expression of rolling over in the chamber from being completely still to looking up, and she said, "Okay, Mom, I feel better. How much longer do I have to be in here?" And we've treated over 125 very similar to that. And what the hyperbaric does is essentially three things for an acute injury, or what we identify as a concussion less than 10 days. It allows the brain cells to heal because they need a lot more oxygen and can't get more oxygen after the injury because the brain gets so much and uses so much oxygen anyway. So we allow that tissue to heal. The second aspect is hyperbaric oxygen decreases swelling. So if we can decrease the swelling and the tissue is healed, then we can restore the blood flow back to what it was before. And I thought that that was enough, but what I have become fascinated with lately is the inflammatory process that hyperbaric has been shown to turn off, and that is why kids who've had a concussion are more prone to the next concussion and continue to have the headaches and the visual problems and the issues that they have. So the key research will be in the future looking at the long-term results of these athletes that we have gotten treated, that they are less susceptible to future concussions, or at least no more so susceptible, and that long-term they don't have the post-concussive syndrome issues that the other kids, the data would say 10 to 40% will still have symptoms at a year. So we are not seeing that with the group that we have treated, but that's why we're excited to do additional research and continue to gather data. Coming to Fargo will be an opportunity to work with Dr. David Bieberdorf so that we can do some ocular measurements and have some objective data to show that the hyperbaric treatments are truly working. Because many will say, "Oh, the kids are just taking a nap and relaxing." But when the kids come out and look at you and say, oh, wow, I was really messed up. I'm so much better now. It's hard to believe that just relaxation would do that.
Well, and that's, you know, there's going to be great things that come from this, especially when you're talking, you know, athletics and military and, you know, and the infants, you know, because how many, this is the question that I've always wondered, and I don't know if you, you know, can answer this or have looked at the data, but how many unintended, you know, mini concussions or that do kids get just from simple falls or, you know, fast movement or something like that? Nothing that's intentional, just, you know, by happenstance type things.
There was a study in 2008 saying that 145,000 children are living with traumatic brain injury-related disabilities, and falls are one of the most common reasons for children under the age of four.
Yeah, so, I mean, if this can be something that can help, I mean, look at some of the differences. And I think, you know, I think we're misdiagnosing a lot of issues that children are having with attention deficits and things like that. I think it could relate back to something like this. And if we can have something that can provide that therapy and get that repaired, the brain cells repaired and not have it affect future on, I think that's a positive. Am I correct in that, or am I off base there?
No, that is exactly what we're extremely excited to go the next step, because what I've done the past 2.5 years has pretty much been protocol development and safety, and we're now at a point that we can prospectively look at patients and follow them long term. And if I have learned anything, I have learned that we are asking patients with a brain injury to let us know how injured they are. And we're not getting good reporting of that. And it's not necessarily intentional. So many of the students come out and they really have a look of shock on their faces as to how much better they are, because they truly couldn't mentally put together how bad their concussion and their symptoms and their lack of brain function was. So I completely agree. Another fascination of mine with the inflammation is that if a child at age 2 tumbles down the stairs, which many of my children have done, and then has another insult on top of that, I think that's how we're getting so many of these other additive injuries that, like you said, are being misdiagnosed. And if we can go back and just reoxygenate these areas of the brain, whether it's right away or even years later, we should start seeing a difference in children's potential. And that's another whole aspect of research that we will be doing.
Well, that sounds great. Do you have anything else to add, or Dr. Fogarty, do you have anything else to add?
Well, I would just add, when Daphne speaks of years later, Dr. Harch and Dr. Keith Van Meter, myself, and Susie Andrews just published a study showing a reduction of suicidal ideation in the veteran population that we've been studying for several years now, actually nearly a decade. And so that's another big thing about how we can use this modality to, obviously it takes longer in the older injuries that are years out from what Daphne can do immediately with an acute concussion. But the IHMF and the Rusty Fund, which is named after Rusty Oart, is here to develop some more work in taking care of our veterans and the chronic injuries. And we're going to be partnering up with Dakota Medical Foundation.
That's great. That's great. We're up against the break here. So thanks for joining us, Dr. Fogarty, Dr. Denham, and looking forward to great things to come. Have a great day.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you remember that show, Folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here to tell you about my friends at Hawk Museum before I turn you back to Daryl and Todd and the crew on What's On Your Mind. The 29th Annual Antique Farm Show is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you've not been there, it's easy to find, about 4 miles east, 3 miles north of Wolford, North Dakota, 23 miles south of Rolla. HawkMuseum.org is the website. They have a Facebook page, too. They have a great event planned called Plowing Through the Ages, and they're going to have old-time music and plowing and sawmill and threshing and blacksmith and tractor contest and a whole lot of things going on in this antique farm show. They have so many antique farming treasures at Hawk Museum. It's phenomenal. Our friends at First International Bank and Trust, beautiful new location in the Rugby, by the way. If you haven't seen that, stop by and see Taryn and the crew there. Great folks, along with Gooseneck Implement, help us celebrate Hawk Museum and invite you up there to take in all the fun craft show, flea market, parades, 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. There's great food, and of course, there's so much going on. Great camping spots, too. So come on up to Hawk Museum, take in all the fun, enjoy it, and our thanks to First International Bank and Trust, the Rugby location, for helping us tell you a little bit about Hawk Museum. Hope to see you there Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Fellas, back to you.
Well, this is What's on Your Mind, and we're in the final segment here. We got just a few minutes in the final segment. Some good discussions. Interesting discussion, you know, on the therapy for concussions and that looks like Fargo in North Dakota is going to be a leader on kind of putting the research and the improvement in the therapies going forward on that, pal. That's kind of an interesting situation. And if we can help out those sports injuries and lessen some of those concerns of parents and obviously of the coaches and that are very concerned for their athletes. And then also with, you know, younger kids that just inevitably by their nature fall, because anyone that's trying to learn how to walk is going to fall, first of all. And then those of us that know how to walk,
you?
Those of us that know how to walk at times find a way to fall. So that's interesting stuff there. And of course we had the Consul General on talking about the Canadian Minister of Infrastructure coming to North Dakota next Monday. And so let's go to the phone lines here. We have Tim from Bismarck wants to talk about the mayor race in Bismarck. Tim, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind about the mayor race?
Well, before I get into that, I just read an article that Hazen Hospital just hired a physician, Ted Fogarty, to do treatments with hyperbaric chambers up in Hazen, which is kind of interesting. So it's coming around our area. But what I was calling in about is last night I got the opportunity to listen to Chris Berg, and it was amazing to listen to Mike Seminary on there. Everything that they brought up, it was the same thing. He talked around in circles. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. The guy doesn't take ownership in anything. And I'm an avid listener of KFIRE, and I don't know who made the decision, and I'm not throwing any bullets at Todd or anything, but it really irritated me yesterday that they put Mike Seminary on for an hour and gave him a spotlight when he had the opportunity to come on Monday and be with the other two candidates. And all he did is sit there and talk in circles yesterday. And then they badmouthed Bakken. And basically, the guy, he's throwing stones at a glass house is what he's doing. And it really, really irritated me that KFIRE gave Seminary a whole hour of his own time when he had the opportunity to be there on Monday. And like always, he opted not to. And he does what he wants, when he wants, and he's not for the people of Bismarck.
Well, I'll let Todd answer to that one. But, Tim, it's one of those things that I'm not going to say one way or the other. I'm not affected directly by the mayoral race down here in Bismarck, but there's a lot of citizens.
You spend enough time in Bismarck that you may have an opinion. You don't have to live in Bismarck.
I may have an opinion. And we, as NDFB, we own property in Bismarck, so I mean, we are affected that way. And,
sure.
So, we do have a horse in that race at a lesser extent than someone that lives here.
In your case, a pig.
Yeah, pig in the race, you know. But, Tim, it's important that, you know, voters and folks like you get out and visit with people and share, you know, facts. And here's what I say in elections is, you know, it's the ugliness of politics. There just becomes a lot of emotion involved. But if we can make things based on facts, make decisions based on facts, that's how we're going to get better government. We got to lay the emotion aside, and we got to make decisions based on facts. And I think there's facts out there that favor Mayor Seminary. There's facts out there that disfavor Mayor Seminary. And I think it's the responsibility of the voter to be informed and inform themselves. But it's also the responsibility of all those down here that live here to make sure they're sharing their concerns or their highlights of said candidates.
True. But the thing is when people called in yesterday to talk, what Seminary did is he overtalked them and he wouldn't let them say facts. He did not want them speaking at all. All he wanted to do is get his point out, which that's what a candidate does. And like you, I'm not in the race. I live out in the country, but I have family and friends that live in town, and I've seen some of the stuff that he's done in the city, and it irritates me. It really irritates me.
Sometimes a candidate, by doing that, though, signs his own death warrant when he talks over his constituents that are talking. So he may have done himself as more damage.
Negative feedback about that, as
right?
A matter of fact,
right. So hey, we're at the end of the show. Boy, time flies fast. Thanks for the call, Tim. Thanks for listening and sharing with what's on your mind. I get to come back tomorrow, Todd, and be here with your
you're gonna be around
smiley
two
face.
Days
2 days
in a row.
In a row. I don't think I can handle it.
Wow.
And
is it your turn to bring the bacon, by the way?
You know, I might have to do that. We're going to have a trivia tomorrow. I'm going to bring some bacon to give away. So we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day. This was What's on Your Mind. Think of those questions for tomorrow.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.